Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Oh, the SF Breeze. He taught that you could have eradication of the sin nature. In other words, you can so live in this life that this sin nature would be completely eradicated. And they call it, you ever heard of the holy rollers or holiness movement and all? That they could live in such a way that they don't sin. Man, I could appreciate that thought. The problem is you just ain't ever gonna reach that state. Not here, okay? There's some people, I'll never forget, I don't wanna rabbit here, but it has some, I used to go to Garner Elementary. I grew up here in Inwood. And I would walk to school. Garner Elementary, kids don't walk to school much anymore. Anyway, I would walk to school. And just down the road on 26th Street, there was another preacher that they were assembly guy, some kind of, I forget now, I was just a kid then. But his daughter and me would walk to school sometime because we just walked together. And she told me one day, she said, you know, I don't sin. Really? And I'm just in elementary school. I was fourth or fifth grade. Yeah, I don't sin. Really? Yeah, my dad taught me that we could live a sinless life and all. Well, I won't go into it, but I'm sure she, even fourth, fifth grade, thought she was live a sinless life. I'm telling you, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But, like Ronnie said, in this side of heaven, we all have the sin nature, the old sin nature. I'm glad one day that this sin is going to be eradicated from us. Now, whenever we receive a new body, in that translation of the saints, okay, when the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's, we no longer have sin nature. We have a glorified body. However, those ones that live through the tribulation period, remember we talked about that, I'm not backtracking, but they enter into the tribulation period in their physical bodies. They survive the tribulation period and they stand before Jesus at the judgment of the living nations. Remember that? Are y'all with me? And he separates the sheep from the goats. These are living people. The ones who are saved enter into the kingdom, into the millennium. The lost, he casts them into hell, and they show up 1,000 years later at the great white throne judgment. That's a whole other story. But they enter, only saved people enter into the millennium in their physical body. Are y'all following? And they will never die. They will live forever in their physical body. Matter of fact, let me just back it up just a little bit. If we believe that Jesus could come today, and we believe that, do we not? If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before, okay? Jesus could come today. I'm looking for him to come. That's what imminent mentality means, by the way. Not that he would come, but that he could come. The big difference. Anyway, so if Jesus would come today, it tells me something. It tells me that there's a lot of people on this earth who had the potential to live forever. Let that sink in. Jesus comes. He takes out the saved. All that's left during the rapture, the translation, will be lost people. Amen. Are we together? The 144,000, we studied this months ago, 144,000. And the two witnesses, they go around, people get saved. And these are the ones who never heard the gospel. 2 Thessalonians tells us, chapter number 2, if you heard the gospel, Jesus comes, and you've heard the gospel, there's no hope for you. The Bible says you will be damned because you received not the truth. There's no hope for you. If you heard a Baptist preacher or anybody tell you about the love of Christ and to come to him for salvation, and you reject Jesus Christ and Jesus comes today, you cannot be saved tomorrow. Amen. I know there's a lot of books out there. There's books out there about what to do in case you miss the rapture. That actually is a book. Look it up. What to do in case you miss the rapture. Well, don't waste your money. Listen to me, okay? Today is the day of salvation. If you hear the gospel message and you reject Jesus Christ, there's no hope for you. However, during the tribulation, there's multitudes that are going to be saved. And out of that multitude who are saved, those who survive And we know, learning through the tribulation period, through the scripture, that 2/3 of mankind will be destroyed through the plagues and through hunger, all these other things. Only 1/3 survive. But those that do survive, that enter to the millennium in their physical bodies, they will live forever. So I go back to what my original point is. There are people today that have the potential of living forever in their physical body. Preacher, you're crazy. In the millennium, he's going to put that tree of life. Remember, we looked at that in Ezekiel. That tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned. And the Bible says that an angel had to drive them out of the garden. Because God said this, not the preacher Lanier. God said this, that we have to drive man out of the garden lest he eat, let man eat, lest he eats of the tree of life and live forever. That's what God said. So if Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be with us today. God would not allow that, so he chased him out. Literally, that's the word drove. Adam and Eve didn't want to leave on their own free will. I can just imagine an angel, get out of here, get out, and they're hanging on those trees. I don't want to go. Out. And he put remember the angel cherubim there by the gate that they couldn't enter back into the garden. Anyway, it's a whole other story. That tree of life will be here during the millennium. They'll be able to eat of that and they live forever. What about their sin nature? I'm glad you asked. We talked that. Remember, Jake, we read that scripture? We talked about that. That I will give them a pure heart, a clean heart. God will eradicate the sin nature out of all of those who enter into the millennium in their physical body with that sin nature. Again, let me give you an idea. Jesus was only on this earth ministry. He was here 33 years, but his ministry was only 3 years. 3.5 years, depending on how you want to look at it, but roughly 3 years. He changed this world in 3 years. We still rejoice today over that 3-year ministry. Millions, yea, millions of people have been saved because of what, maybe billions over the years because of Jesus Christ, what he did in those 3 years. Imagine what he will do in 1,000 years. Not just people will be affected, but animal life would be affected. Plant life would be affected. Everything, you know, the lion would lay down with the lamb, the calf, and the kid could play with a rattlesnake. You know, I can't imagine that, but the Bible said that he takes away all the ferocious out of the animals. Anyway, this whole world would change in 1,000 years during that millennium. The sin nature will be eradicated from those people who are alive in their physical bodies. Now, of course, they have to have children, and they're going to have children. Am I going too fast for y'all?
No.
Okay. Let me get back to Revelation 21. We'll get back more when we get about the tree of life in Revelation 22. It speaks about that again. But anyway, in verse number 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I have written in my Bible, including the sin nature. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Verse number 5. And he that sat upon the throne, again, this is speaking about Jesus Christ, behold, I make all things new, everything. We talked about that. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. Again, I know I sound like a broken record, but all through the book of Revelation, either Jesus or an angel had to tell John, remind him, John, write. Every time he tells John to write, John's caught up in something. Here's a new heaven and new earth. I, John, saw this holy city and all these things, and he quit writing. And by next week, I'll have a count. I should have counted this week. Hurricanes and all, I was so busy. I didn't have nothing to do this week. So anyway, next week, I will tell you how many times he says to write during the book of Revelation. It's quite a few times. John, write. John Wright, he's caught up in this. Write these things.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear Danny Funderburk minister to us through music. You won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.